That One Direction song where it's Steal My Girl, there's a couple billion in the whole wide world. Find another, because that's somebody else's. Casey, Kat, and Chloe, and you're listening to The Zoo Report. We're here to discuss all things UMass, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you have stories you want shared, message us on Instagram at The Zoo Report or on Twitter at @report_zoo, and we'll dish it out anonymously.
For upcoming events, we have Friday, October 18th, is Family Weekend. Saturday, October 19th, we have Union versus Mass, UMass Amherst D1's men's ice hockey game summary. It's at 7 p.m. in the Mullen Center. We also have October 19th, the Student Body Performance. It's the University Programming Council in association with NSO, brings you Family Weekend Showcase, featuring various talents from across campus like a cappella groups and various other dance and singing groups. Admissions is open for all. There will be refreshments and giveaways as well. There is two performances, one at 7 and one at 9 p.m.
Woot.
Monday, October 21st, is the 35th Annual International Conference on Soil, Sediments, Water, Energy, and Energy at the Campus Center at 7 p.m. and another at 9 p.m. Free food, though.
Free food, probably, though.
Just dirt.
Honestly, that could be more interesting. They could maybe add in some climate change.
What do you think?
Sustainability?
Do you think it'll be organic?
Do you know what I wish it is? You know those things you have when you're little and they're like the gummy worms and like the,
crushed
Oreo? It's supposed to be like dirt.
Things. Yeah, and worms.
Yeah. Mm, I'd go for them that.
Okay.
Oh, and for weather, it will just be straight low 60s and high 50s all week.
I'm sad.
Yay.
I kind of like that though.
We always argue
about weather, but like, I like that. I'm okay with rain if I'm inside, but like if I'm walking to class.
Yeah. You have to walk to class though. It's always like that.
Yeah.
Well, I
have class like all day long when I go. So as long as it doesn't rain on my morning commute, I'm set.
So before we get into our little feature, Kat is bringing us a very terrifying story, story that we would love to share. So take it away.
Speaking of weather, all the critters are trying to break into my house because it's cold.
It's chilly.
So I got this cute, like, art print thing for my wall, right?
Because
so
she's an e-girl.
Because I'm an e-girl. I'm artsy. So I was moving around my posters to make room for it and just, you know, make it look nice, whatever. So I took off a poster to move it up a bit. I sent Casey the picture. There was, like, 7 beetles in a row. Huge ones.
Absolutely
hiding behind
massive.
The poster. I was literally horrified because I wasn't expecting that.
Of all places, too, why a poster?
And how long have you had that poster? Like, how long have they been there? How long have you been sleeping in your room with them just behind your poster, just straight up chilling?
I literally, when I first heard that, I was like, oh, cool, a Beatles poster.
Far from that.
That is not it.
A literal Beatles poster.
I'll post it on the Zoo Report Instagram story.
Yeah.
It's truly spooky.
It is
spooky season.
Yeah.
They fly.
I didn't know Beatles flew.
Well, beetles fly.
They're all dead now, so. I think they were stink bugs. Anyway.
Oh, that's worse because when you kill them, they like.
They
didn't actually stink that bad, though, so they were.
Imagine that bugs stinking.
It's like, take a shower.
It's like flying beetles flying.
And that was right when I got back to school, too. So that just set off my 4-week on a bad note.
I just probably bomb my room and then leave.
I literally hit them off the wall.
I don't even know what I would do because I'm so terrible with bugs.
First, I screamed, but then I was like, no, like, you gotta get rid of these.
Okay, so lovely story from Kat.
We hate
traumatizing.
Bugs. We hate bugs, but
especially flying bugs.
Moving on, we have a very special featured guest today, UMass student Marissa Perella. Round of applause. So Marissa, take it away. Give us a little introduction.
Of course. So I am a junior marketing major, and I am here to talk about being a pink ambassador at our school.
Ooh, we love the girls.
I would say I have gotten free coupons from that.
Yes.
I've gotten free underwear. It's a great
industry. Chloe and I went to a pop-up event that they had that inspired us to bring Marissa on the show because it was really cool. So
when was that? I missed it.
It was awesome.
You get like a pumpkin and you pick up like a one of them, and it has a number on the bottom, and whatever like the number is how many things you can take. So like,
except I didn't know, so I just started taking one of yeah, everything. Casey, and so they were like, no.
Shows up, there's like a whole line. She skips it. She starts taking one of everything on the table and goes, "You can just take whatever you want." And then the girl was like, "Okay, make a line, and this is how it works." But yeah, you get cool free stuff.
So can you give us, Marissa, a little bit of a rundown on what exactly being a pink ambassador is and what the group is? Because I'm really confused about it, like how you join and whatnot.
Yeah, so we have two main maps. Like main reps, and then we have a team of around like 10 girls that kind of assist them, and we have like a variety of positions. Like we have event planners, people that manage our social media, photographers and stuff like that. And then just the joining process is kind of like before every semester we post a Google Doc, and then anyone can join. You just fill it out and just they get back to you and stuff like that.
So what types of fundraising and events do you do, and why? Like, where does... I mean, do you guys do things for money?
No.
Like, no, I meant, like, fundraising. So is this just a group to get you, like, involved in marketing?
So, like, our main mission is kind of, like, to spread, like, girl power and, like, empowering women. But, like, a lot of people on the team are business majors because it kind of, like, has a lot relating to business.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, like, I didn't realize it was so in-depth. Like, you guys have, like, marketing and, like, strategy and, like, PR people kind of. That's cool.
Do you guys do weekly meetings and whatnot? Or is it kind of just, like, whenever you have one of those pop-up events, you get together?
Pink will reach out to one of the two main reps and they'll be like, so this is what you're doing. And then we kind of have to, like, plan an event or a giveaway based on that. And then our meetings are kind of just based on when they're needed. Like, they're roughly like once a month.
And do they send you the supplies and they're like, this is how you're gonna like make it out and stuff? Do you get like free discounts from Pink as a store and all that just from being ambassador, or does it kind of not apply?
So just being an ambassador, no, but we do have in-store events. We have one this Thursday. Ooh. And we have like
there's a ghost just entered the room.
My voice just cracked so bad. Continue, guest.
And just stuff like that. We give out like coupons for people that come. And then the event we just had that you guys were talking about, we had tons of coupons.
What store is your next event in?
So it's going to be at the Holyoke Mall. We're trying to get there around 4 p.m.
That's awesome. Everybody keep an eye out for that. And join, go, you know.
Do you see yourself working for them, like, long-term? Like, would you ever, like, join their team after college? Or is this just kind of, like, a next step in your career kind of move?
I think it's, like, a next step. Because it's a lot of marketing stuff that I'm doing right now. So I think it's definitely a great experience to build off of. But I think right now this is just a thing I want to do in college.
Yeah.
So how did you first hear about it? And why, when you heard about it, did you decide that this was something that you wanted to pursue?
So my sister actually told me about it my freshman year, and she was like, you need to do this, like, it's marketing, like, this is great, like, you love pink. So I was like, okay. So I looked into it, went to an event and like met all the girls, and they just seemed to love it. So I was like, this is something I want to do. So sophomore year I applied, and then I've been doing it since.
Is it like an important part that it's like kind of focuses on female representation and empowerment? Is that like something that like matters a lot to you in your career choices?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to work for a company that like respects women and values them, especially being in the business field. I think that this is just a field that women have been constantly underrepresented in. So working for a company that really respects women and wants to empower them is just really important to me.
Yeah. We love to hear
Coincidentally,
that.
We are a feminist podcast. So
we are self-proclaimed feminist podcast. So yeah, speaking of female representation in the business field at UMass, do you find, I mean, it might be different because you're marketing, but do you find that your classes are dominated kind of by guys and that a lot of the things offered are kind of geared towards men or have more male involvement?
Definitely certain classes, like my economic classes, were like mainly male, but getting into the marketing classes, I've noticed they're pretty equal or if not more female. But then I do have friends that are like sports management and stuff like that, where there's just like tons of males and the females are just very underrepresented.
I can't even imagine what being a sports management class would be like, because we have sports broadcasting here too, and I've never met a single girl that's such a sports broadcasting.
There's one girl that writes for Amherst Wire Sports, one girl, and that's a big section. There's a lot of writers for that section. So
you go, girl.
You go girl. Yeah,
that's female empowerment in general, just like showing up to a male dominated field and you're like,
that takes a lot. This.
Do you think the teachers, like, for your major and stuff, and like you're an Eisenberg,
congratulations,
like, know about that, like, issue slash address it, like,
I feel like they must because it's just so common. Some of the classes I've been in, we have like kind of focused on the diversity and inclusion aspect. And I know that's a really big thing. One of the classes we all have to take are just kind of like getting you prepped for like job interviews and stuff like that. And a big thing is like the diversity aspect and how they want people from like all representations. And then we kind of like you would talk about how the equal pay thing and stuff like that in these classes also. So it definitely makes you aware, and I feel like everyone's pretty aware of it, but it definitely I think is improving.
Do you ever get, does it make you nervous, you know, after graduation and going into the business field and marketing field, does it ever make you nervous about getting a job or about working somewhere that might be male dominated? Like, does that intimidate you at all?
Oh, definitely. I think it has gotten better, but I still in the back of my head worry like, oh, will a man get the job over me because he's a male, or will I get it even though we both have the same skills? Like that kind of thing always runs through my head.
I think sometimes too, it's like the assertive and confidence level that people can carry, and like being in an industry or any kind of like field where you are a minority in, it's hard to have the same kind of assertiveness and confidence it is that someone who feels like they belong there more too. And that can sometimes, I think, win you the job.
Yeah, that's like, we took a class last semester, Chloe, where they, Ben Bailey showed us that TED Talk. Do you know what I'm talking about? And the woman said that you'll have her and her friend come out of an exam that they studied all week for, and they'll be like, man, I don't know if I did that well, whatnot. And then this guy who doesn't even go to class, didn't study, walks out and he's like, yeah, I aced it. And like they say that men are just like taught to have that assertive, confident, I can do everything type of mindset, which isn't bad. That's a good mindset to have that can really like bring you up.
I feel
the
like women always
economic
make themselves
ladder.
Smaller.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they'll like put their success on something else. Like, oh, I couldn't have done it without whatever. Yeah. And it's like, no, you did do it. You
but
did
it's
it
like
yourself.
if you own up to your success, then you're cocky, you know? So it's like,
exactly. Because, you know, hierarchies and all that fun stuff.
Oh, patriarchy. One day I will dismantle
do
you.
Do you I've been
working on it by day.
Currently on it.
Do you find, are most of your teachers men or women, or is it like equal?
Honestly, I feel like it's pretty equal. I feel like I have had a lot of women professors though with my business classes.
That is good. We love especially, to see that. UMass is good though.
Yeah, and the classes you would think would be like male dominated, like accounting, both were female professors, stuff like that.
You know, it'd be very interesting if you guys had a guy join your pink ambassador team.
I know,
that would be kind of an
you
interesting
guys,
twist.
Yeah,
do they sell men's clothing at all, or is it just more like,
I don't think so.
Victoria's Secret is definitely all
it's
female.
Not like we're in like exclusive, like if a male applied I think we would obviously consider it and want
well, it'd
him
be
on
a nice
team.
Perspective
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I can see maybe like not really what they know, like it's hard to be a brand ambassador for something that you personally
and
don't
if it's
wear
all like
and not even
school.
That not even that, it's also I feel like Victoria's Secret is so big on like girl power and like this is for girls and like it's something to empower you, and like being a pink ambassador on campus I feel like is a very like female representative type of thing, which would be great if a guy would join to be like represent females instead of just being like, whatever. But I can see how that wouldn't be their thing. You know?
And maybe you could get some cool gifts for his girlfriend if you
have exactly.
One.
Yeah. You could get free
a
gifts
great
for your girlfriend.
A very
what
great
kind
end.
Of like events do you guys do for like empowerment?
Yeah.
Or, like...
So we have a bunch of different events we do. They're kind of based on what they tell us to do. But like last semester, we did like a tabling at this event that was happening here called Hacker. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It was this coding event where women from a variety of colleges came and they just did like a bunch of workshops. So we tabled there. So that was like a really big girl power thing, because obviously women in coding is something that
that is awesome that you got to partner with something that I feel like comp sci is so male dominated.
Yeah. And then going along with that, we have given away stuff at clubs that are like focused on woman empowerment. Like there's a new business club, I think it's like Women in Securities, and it's like financial securities and stuff like that. So we gave away free stuff and like coupons at that event. And then as for like giveaways, we are always doing giveaways on our social media. And one cool thing we did last semester was we did a bra drive. So we collected bras and gave them to an orphanage in Haiti. Which was
that is the best thing I've ever heard.
A good it's like one of those things like so under the radar that you wouldn't think orphans in Haiti need like bras and all that stuff, but it's like everyone does,
especially if you are like in Haiti, you can't afford it, and you have like bigger boobs. Like, you read, like, that can be so helpful. And I feel like only females would understand how helpful that could be. Yeah. Because imagine just having no access to a bra.
I've never thought about that. Yeah. That is so, like, thought provoking. Wow. That's a really good
draw. Or even underwear.
Yeah, but you can't recycle used underwear as much, I feel like.
Oh, that's so true. Forget that one.
Hand in your old dirty underwear and be like, well, maybe for the children. They can do one
where they give away. Yeah. Like, or, yeah, you guys give away. That's I love that. We're going to tweet that's about that one.
I would never have thought of that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, it's so, not to get into the adolescence, but it's so awkward when, like, you're 12 and you're getting boobs and you're like, what's happening? And, like, if someone just, like...
Did you guys want one? I didn't want one.
I didn't want a bra at all.
Like, when my mom was like, you should start wearing one, I was like,
I was embarrassed. Me too. I thought people were going to make fun of me because I needed one a lot earlier than other ladies did.
See, but my sister was like, yeah, I'm so excited to wear a bra. But I was like,
I was
like,
so embarrassed.
That's weird.
I would layer tank tops to try to make it, like, less.
I would wear two sports bras to try to, like, never want to
wear a bra. Or I'd only wear sports bras
because I was like... Isn't that terrible?
Well, it's just kind of, like... It's just kind of awkward. I don't think it's, like, anything about society or whatever, if that's what you're going for. But I just think it's, like, weird on
the side. Yeah, but I think boobs, and you're like, it's about... I think that has a lot to do with, though, how, like, we, like... body positivity, like, you from such a young age, if you're so conscious about, like, pressing your boobs down, like, I got a bra in fifth grade and I was so self-conscious about my boobs. Why is a fifth grader self-conscious about their boobs?
I feel like that's not a society. I don't, like, this could be a hot take, but I feel like that's not, like, society body positivity.
I feel like it kind of,
because I think that people celebrate,
I feel like boobs. That's like a puberty.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's more just, like...
Think? But I think it does go into, like, in, like, middle school, and some people have boobs.
Girls are also taught to cover up, too. Like, you don't think that plays any role into it? The whole dress code
is ridiculous.
So think about this, though. If you... This is such a tangent. I'm sorry. But if you... Like, I remember in my middle school, we couldn't wear spaghetti straps because... Yeah. It showed too much skin. And
it showed your bra.
In fifth and sixth grade, when I had to start wearing a bra and my boobs were bigger than, like, just grew a lot more than other girls, like, that was horrifying. I couldn't wear a tank top to school. So I would wear, like, double sports bras so that I could wear some form of a short sleeve shirt and not get in trouble for it being too low cut. But you have no control over
that. Also, like, I don't know. I remember, like, the Hollister skirts. Like, you know what I'm talking about? The floral ones. They'd be like, are you going to dress up tomorrow? And you would wear that.
Yeah.
People would always get in trouble for that. And it's like a little flower skirt.
Why are you sexualizing middle schoolers?
Exactly. Yeah. And I'd always be like, guy teachers, I feel like, be like, don't wear that. Like, don't tell little girls what they can and cannot wear.
100%. Okay, anyways, back to the main point. So the event that me and Chloe went to, I want to bring this up. You guys partnered with, is it called Queen V?
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I thought that was really cool because those two clubs align so well together.
Mm-hmm. So our event was a panty giveaway.
I hate that word. I know.
We all cringe, but that's what it was called. So we thought partnering up with them was a great idea because they sell, like, feminine products.
Yeah.
So us and them kind of, like, communicated, and we found a time that worked for both of us, and they had a bunch of free stuff to give away too, so we both just tabled in Roots and gave away free stuff.
Cool.
Literally sick.
I loved that because after I got, like, the free panties and everything, I went, like, right to the other table and they were like, more free stuff. Yeah. And I was like, oof, give after me it all.
Casey gave back, like, half the steal. And she was like, yeah, then I got more and more and more.
It was so good, though.
Like, my friends always come home from, like, campus with, like, free stuff and stickers. I'm like, where am I when,
like, all the New Testaments they hand out?
You're in man. That's yesterday. All right, so
I'm in a journalism hub all day.
Yeah, literally all day. So
I feel like you guys want a munchkin.
There's always munchkins up there.
What is it called? The golf carts? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they used to give out candy on the way to class.
I used to be like rushing to class, and they'd be like, "Do you want some hand sanitizer?" And I'd be like, "No."
I didn't want
you to approach me.
They're like tossing granola bars at me in their golf cart, and I was like, "Thanks, I was hungry."
So moving on from the Pink Ambassador and all that.
And our tangents.
And our tangents
about body positivity.
Yeah.
We love this,
We do love it. And I do think that being the whole Pink Ambassador thing, the fact that it, like, does centralize around female empowerment and, like, Girl power, you know, makes it so much better.
Not to talk about a different brand, but the Aerie, I feel like Aerie does really good job of that too.
Victoria's Secret is getting better too about not being so like
I feel like Kendall Jenner model in these days, and I'm here for it.
Their reps are models now on their website for some stuff and on their Instagram.
That's interesting. I saw that. I saw that there is, so when I Googled
like the real
model. I researched a little bit about it before you came on, and I saw the pictures of just like normal girls.
Yeah, they're in college. They're the reps. They're like the models now. Sometimes.
Literally as if any of us wanted to become a rep.
You know what I like about the Pink Ambassador stuff too is I feel like, and like when you partner with Queen V and all that stuff, is like it opens up a conversation about things that like have been a taboo subject for a really long time.
Like vagina care.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff that like is just kind of like an unspoken taboo in like our society is like now if you normalize it, people can talk about it and be like, this is actually a very normal thing that happens, but for some reason it's been like hush hush for so long. Like,
and
that's a cool aspect.
The main fact that, I don't know if this is gonna be like too raunchy, but it shouldn't be. Like, vaginas can get so many more, like, diseases and issues than male parts can. And it's not taught. Like, think about health class. Did you ever talk about, like,
health
vagina care?
Like, my health class was taught by my sports director.
Mine was
taught
by my
40-year-old man who was, like, the epitome of, like, football. So if he tried to talk about vaginas, I would have been like, oh, my God. Not from you.
Mine was, health class was taught by a boy,
good
too.
Teachers, like, in middle school, they weren't that good. They were, like the gym teacher.
Yeah.
Was,
like,
the one, same kind. That was my health.
And high school
my high
was kind of better, but, like, I don't know. Everyone makes things too awkward.
Yeah, you don't want to learn about with your classmates.
I think, I don't know if this is going to be a hot take. I do think that they should have health class, like, a boys' one and a girls' one.
We did that in fifth grade and we were
that
like first learning.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, like, actually.
I know.
Yeah, they like put you in separate grade, rooms and they're like,
you're going to get your period.
Yeah, that's the thing is.
But also, it's also kind of that so part though. Why can't boys learn about that stuff?
I think boys should, but
it's
also
like,
as
girls
a
girls are scared to learn about it with boys in the room.
When they start talking about periods, I know like in middle school, the boys would be like, oh my God, like we know what girls have their periods, haha. I remember in sixth grade, this boy opened my lunchbox, took my tampon out, and threw it across the computer room. Humiliating.
No, that is humiliating. Not now, I'd be like, you owe me 79 cents. But like,
and I didn't have a tampon for lunch. Humiliating.
That is so mean. They gave us goodie bags on ours. They put in like a pamphlet and like a pad and a tampon and they like tied them up and gave it to go.
You shove it in your pocket.
And the boys came in the room and they were like, yeah, it looks like a goodie bag. And they're like, that's not fair. And I was like, don't want one.
I know. My favorite thing is when people would ask for the bathroom, like girls, and the teachers would be like, no, you can't go. And they'd be like, well, I'm going to bleed everywhere. And then they'd be like, okay, you can go.
Yeah.
Yes, sister.
Yes.
I never did that, but I kind of wish I did.
Oh, I didn't have the balls to do that.
I was literally like, okay.
It's so hard, I feel like. Like, and then back to the, like, thing about vagina care is they don't, the like, I liked the Pink Ambassador, like, the Pink pop-up event that we went to with Queen V, because Queen V is all about, like, educating, like, the public on, or girls, on vagina care and whatnot. And then to partner that with panties, like, there's a lot of issues that can happen if you don't, like, wear your panties right, you know what I mean? And
it sounds so weird, like you put them on backwards.
No, that's not what I mean, but like, I don't know, there's just like, you know what I didn't know? That if after the gym, if you wear the same underwear for more than like an hour, you can get so many infections.
Yeah.
And who did anybody tell you that when you were young?
No.
Like, I would go to field hockey practice, sweat, and then like not change for a little bit because I'd have homework and I'd have things to do. Like, That you should know about things like that. That is an, how does that go under the radar?
Yeah, I don't know. That's, Queen V, you know?
Yeah, Queen V. Pink Ambassador, Queen V.
Marissa Perella.
I feel like
Marissa Perella.
Marketing. Our neighbor.
Just like, don't have sex. But like, obviously people are going to have sex. So you should just teach them about.
I will say my field hockey coach, shout out Denise Carrara. You'll never listen to this because you just won't, but hope you do one day. She drilled, like we were obviously all girls field hockey team, drilled into us like, you have to take care of your vagina. I know you're going to have sex. She'd like get, like, if we needed condoms, she made it so comfortable to be like, hey,
say like,
I need one of these.
I feel like there's always a parent on that team, though, that's always like, are you telling my daughter to have sex?
Yeah,
like,
it's Karen. It's Karen.
Or Linda. We're not sure.
Yeah,
maybe Karen. Susan.
Yeah, shut up, Karen.
See, but then, like, But then Karen's daughter is going to get infections or pregnant. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's going to blame What's it on up, Denise Karen? For trying to What's teach up, them.
Karen? Yeah.
Shut the
pop off. All right, so we're gonna start our hot take segment. This is where we
rant again.
Yeah, so this is where we delve into an aspect of relationships or romance
or
and
friendship.
We just talk about it, yeah, or friendship. And this is kind of like the relationship friendship, you know, weird intersection. Yeah. We're gonna talk about, fittingly enough, girl code.
Did anyone ever watch that show?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that show.
That I learned so much from that show.
That's basically
that is basically.
But we also talk about like random like cool things.
Those people were so funny though. I don't know if we have it. They were like famous comedians.
Do you know that's like a thing now on Twitter? I mean, not Twitter. I'm lying. Snapchat.
What? Oh yeah.
Because I saw that and I was like, wait.
Things like that are so proactive. I think.
Yeah.
Like, Girl Code was raunchy.
But I think it should still be on TV.
Love Girl Code.
Girl Code was raunchy AF, but...
But it also, it wasn't, like, too much. Like, it wasn't aggressive.
No, and it was on like TV, which is for teens.
Yeah.
So, like, 16-year-old me or 15-year-old me, I totally watched this when I was in seventh grade.
The illustrations.
I was like, yeah, sex, like, whatever.
You're like, I can learn about it.
Yeah. I was like, make me turn it off, Mom.
And I also learned a lot from, like, I'd watch Guy Code sometimes if it came on afterwards. And it was, like, obviously different because it's less relatable. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, ah, okay.
Yeah, I think it's really good for you just, like, people to know about
and
the human
body. And
they did
it in, like, a humorous way, though, so it wasn't,
like... Yeah, like, really, awkward like, situations or whatever. They talked about it just like you would with, like, friends.
Yeah. Okay, so Girl Code. What is it? What do we think Girl Code is?
Well, I think of Girl Code when I first think of it as, like... doing things and like that wouldn't hurt your friend. Like when I think of it, like you don't date your friend's ex-boyfriend, girl code. Like kind of thing.
I have a wild story.
Yeah, we got good stories today.
Thinking of that.
Chloe, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think it's like the standard of like what you do. I think a lot of girl code has to do with guys, which is like there is like normal things like if you're gonna borrow clothes, ask. If you're gonna like borrow makeup products,
ask. Girl code, though, that's human decency.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's human decency. But like, I think girl code is mainly to do with guys and the do's and don'ts of like what to do with.
Because that's sensitive.
Yeah, I think it's like.
I feel like sometimes it's unspoken too. Like if your friend has a crush on someone, like you don't own them, like you didn't date them, but it's like you just don't do that because your friend.
So I have that we should talk about. So how far does it go? So, obviously, don't date your friend's ex-boyfriend.
That is, like, probably it. Would you say that was the number one no-no?
One of them?
No. There's one more than that.
Okay.
Don't have sex with your friend's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
That one is also human decency.
Yeah. That's more just,
on
like,
both parts.
Yeah.
Code.
That,
But you know what I say? So, everybody, it gets me mad, like... On one hand, it's like, don't just get mad at the girl. You have to get mad at your boyfriend, too. And I totally understand that. But also, that's your best friend. Like, she's supposed to be the one that is like, oh, my God, he's such, a, like, a jerk. Let's go get ice cream. And, like, we can roast him and
even
make you feel better.
Even if it's not your friend, though. Like, even, like, if you're, like, a homewrecker, it's like.
Yeah, don't be a homewrecker.
I'd feel because so bad.
Me, too. I could never.
Ugh.
Because everyone can picture, even if you haven't been in that reverse situation, like how bad it would feel. So it's like, why would you try to inflict that on another
girl? Or if, like,
girl?
If you see people happy, like, leave them alone.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now, crushes, I have a question. So if your friend, like, see, like, how big does the crush have to be? Because on one hand, it's like, your friend has a crush, just leave him alone. But it's also, on the other hand, well, what if your friend has a crush, but that boy really likes you and is trying to ask you on dates and is like, no, I'm just friends with the other girl? And what if you really like him, too? Does that make him off limits just because your friend has a crush? But it's...
I feel like that warrants a conversation.
I agree.
Which is tough.
Chloe, let's hear from you now.
This has happened to me several times. I just want to say that if you have a crush on someone and they like your friend, it is not bad if your friend goes after them. Like, if you mutually have a crush on that person or whatever and the guy likes the girl, then it is not, like, bad if they go for it. Like, that's not, you don't have any ownership like over someone you just have a crush on.
I agree with that, too. But also, I feel like it would feel shitty if your friend knew that, and then they were like, well, he likes me better, so I'm going to go for it.
But it's also, like, are you just kind of apart?
No, no. Like, but I feel like that's where you have a conversation.
Think, yeah. So, like, here's where I think the line is drawn. I think that when friend numero uno is like, oh my God, I like this boy, like, I'm gonna try to talk to him, I'm gonna make a move, whatever. And I think that when it's established, like when friend makes numero uno makes her move, and if boy is like, no, I think we're just friends, like, no,
then you can smoke.
Then I think at that moment, once the chance and like the open field for the friend that originally was like, I like them, I want to go for it, is done with, then I think after that, if that boy approaches you and is like, hey, like, we should hang out or whatever, and you, like, if you want to, I don't like when girls do it because they're like, oh my God, he likes me better, and like,
yeah,
I just want to let everybody know that I'm the one that he wants.
Yeah.
If you, like, truly are like, yeah, I like him, like, I want to hang out with him, because Chloe makes a point, you can't, like, keep people
apart. Especially you're breaking girl code if you're keeping your friend apart.
Yeah.
If you're like forbidding them from like talking to them, then you're being a bad friend at that point. And that's another version of girl code.
Marissa, any thoughts?
No, I agree with what you said too. Like, it's also situational and depends on the friend. Like, if you know they're going to take it bad, you need to talk to them. But if they're going to be chill with it, I feel like then it's fine.
Actually, I've been with one of my friends and we went out all together, and one was like pissed at the other because she like was obsessed with this boy, whatever, but the friend numero uno who like actually got with him was like, well, everyone has a crush on him, like, everyone thinks he's hot, so like, why can she only have ownership? And then the other one was like, okay, well, it made me feel like a piece of shit because you always get all the guys, blah blah blah.
See,
and you knew I liked him.
So
that's kind of like,
I do and I don't get that, because you can't be mad at your friend if boys like them. Me and Chloe have dealt with this. We have a friend that everybody loves. Shout out, Sheila. And I would never be like, F you, Sheila.
I'm not going to blame her because she's got a great butt.
Okay. I know. Seriously. So, but I do get, like, if this person has, like,
I think she thought she had more, like, not ownership, but she thought that that was like, yeah.
But dibs are disrespectful. Dibs are disrespectful.
Yes, I think that's what happened. But then the other friend was like, okay, listen, like, he's hot, but I don't care about him more than our friendship.
Yeah, exactly. We're probably
gonna hook up again, like, whatever. So then it was all fine.
So how important, this is a dumb question, how important is girl code?
It's very
important. Yeah, vital to friendships.
Do you think
we knew that
girl code at all applies to your guy? Like, if you are really good friends with a guy, do you think girl code is still applicable in, like, a lot of the situations you find yourself in?
So, I have,
with, like,
an interesting POV on this. I have my best friend. Shout out, Dan. And I don't want to say that we have girl code because he'll get mad at me, but, like, if I have really... This is hard to explain. Like, if he's with a girl, like, he's hanging out with a girl, and she's just, like, blatantly rude to me or mean to me, like, this has happened before, he will shut it down. Like, he'll either say, like, say she's my best friend, don't be
I get that.
Jerk to her. Or he'll be like, this isn't gonna work. And I feel like that is kind of the same, where, like, what if I brought home a guy and he just was a...
Yeah.
And you, like, made fun friends. Of him the
I
whole
time. I feel like
time.
That's with girls, too. Like, if your friends, like, really don't like your significant other, then there's
that's, like, a red
issue.
Flag. Obviously because
you like
that
people
person.
Close to you, like, know you and who you are, and if they are, like...
Has that ever happened to any of you guys? Like, your boyfriend or, like, someone you know is, like, significant other doesn't, like, not like their friends at all? Marissa, would you like to
Yeah. Answer?
Definitely. My friends have had boyfriends we all haven't liked. And it's just so awkward because you, like, want to like them and you want to hang out with them, but you're also just, like...
You want to be supportive, but you're also like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. I feel like there's another part of that, though, too, that sometimes people don't, like, they're not going to listen to you until they find out for themselves.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So what's the girl code on that, then? So if you have a close friend and you're like, this guy is bad news, like, bad news.
If it gets to the point where it's severely mentally and physically abusive and they're still not, or, like, or, you know, like, one or the other, emotionally, any kind of abuse that you think it's, like, intolerable at some point and they're still not listening to you, I think that's when you really step in, and that's girl code, because no matter how tough love it is, like, the better part about being a friend is, like, intervening at that point.
And they'll thank you. One day, I like to think.
But if it's just because, like, you don't like them, And it's not like, yeah, you don't think they're abusive anyway. You just don't really like them as a person. You don't intervene because that's girl code in, yeah, like a different way.
Yeah, I get that. Because you also have to respect that, like, think about friends that you're just so different from. You're going to like different people. And, like, yeah, mm-hmm, you can have friends where your personalities clash. And chances are they're going to be in a relationship with someone that they relate to. And, like, obviously.
Also, you have to make sure it's not, like, a jealousy thing. Like, I had two friends and they were really close, and then one was dating this guy and one, like, kind of didn't like him, but it was just because jealousy. She was getting less, like, attention.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another girl. But then I've also code.
Had friends that had boyfriends that were, like, terrible to them. Yeah. And they've broken up since, and then they were like, you're right, you were right. And I'm like, yep. Yeah.
I think another important thing
I know
out of that is, like, if you have a best friend and you're both single and you hang out all the time, I get it, sick life. But if one of them gets a boyfriend, you can't, as long as they, like, don't go AWOL and never see you, because you know when, yeah, that's happening. Yeah,
that's another part, too. You gotta still make time for your friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm, but you a lot have of people, to make like equal time.
Yeah.
But a lot of people make equal time. Like, a lot of people, like,
healthy.
Marissa, I have heard, she had a boyfriend, was very good at making equal time.
I have insider information that Marissa was
But what I'm saying, like, okay, talk about that.
Well, I think it's just, like, me personally, like, I obviously love my friends, but, like, if I have a boyfriend, like, if they like my boyfriend, I'm so for including, like, everyone. And just, like, there are times when I'm, like, I haven't seen my friends, like, I wanted to see them, and, like, my boyfriend was very respecting of that. And then there are times where my friends would get, like, I just want to do stuff with him. So I feel like I was just pretty good at, like, balancing. I don't know. But it also, I feel like some people just probably don't realize, or they just don't care. They just,
yeah, like, are so. It is, like, hard. You need to let them have time, yeah, with their friends also.
Yeah.
Because otherwise both set of your friends are going to get resentful, yeah, at some point of it.
And sometimes you just need girl time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
I do, though, I do feel like on the other flip side, if not you are the friend, if you are the friend, like, if you are used to seeing your best friend every single day and she gets a boyfriend, you're not going to see her every single day anymore because she's going to want that alone time. There's going to be times where, like, I know I've had friends where I was BFFs with the boyfriend too. Like, all three of us snugging on the couch watching TV. And, like, that was fun. But there were also times where, like, they just wanted time to themselves. And I don't think that the friends should be like, you're not going to, like, let them be alone. Are just lonely.
Yeah. I think that my experience in high school with my friends who had boyfriends was very much like that. Like, we could all three hang out at any point, and I didn't really feel like I was, like, fantastic third wheel.
Me too.
Like, I pride myself on my third wheel abilities, honestly. And, like, I was, like, friends enough to the point with everyone's boyfriends that, like, it was all fine. But I never felt like it was weird if they wanted to be alone and stuff. I probably didn't pick up on the, like, signals enough, but like, so I was like, they never want to be alone. Gee, they always want me to be there in the room with them. But yeah, like, and then I think it was kind of, like, surprising when I heard about other people talking about, like, how their friends kind of went, like, missing and, like, stuff when they got relationships, because my experience wasn't anything like that. Because I think you can have a healthy relationship balance between that and not have to, like, disregard the people in your life that were there before.
Yeah. Thanks. So, to wrap this up, because we are running out of times. So, one more thing before I get into my personal extravagant story. So, close friends versus non-close friends. So we talk about don't date your friend's ex, right?
One of my friend's friends did that.
Right, so
how bad was that?
Oh, it was really bad.
Yeah.
But now they're all still friends with the girl that did it. And I'm like, you better watch out. She's going to steal your man, too. Like, obviously, if she's that shady.
She's still friends with her?
They were, like, together. Like, he, like, cheated on this girl. best friend was hooking up with the other friend, and now they're dating, and they're, like, putting it everywhere, and they're like, me.
Oh, no.
Best girl ever. And I'm like, she's going to steal your man.
Not only did she cheat on
someone.
Help your boyfriend cheat, but now she's dating him.
See,
that's,
I have a,
that's all horrifying.
Okay, so.
And she was like, I'm not wrong. Like, you can't keep people apart.
She's wrong.
But I'm like, they were dating.
She's wrong. But
also, it's like, why would you want to date, yeah, someone like that? Okay, tangent.
So, listen. I was with a boy, and I had this best friend who I literally housed. She, like, stayed at my house. Practically lived, if not did live with us for, like, a period of time, right? Super, super close, like, BFF since middle school, whatever. And I was seeing this guy who was, like, all three of us were really good friends, right? And come to find out, I went to college, they were a year younger, and they were hooking up while I was with him. And I found out me and Guy ended, not friends with her. I weirdly just, like, shut it off and moved on with my life.
And, very unemotionally, I can say that.
And it was, like, one of those heartbreaking things, I will say. But I almost have this weird feeling where I'm like, just effing date if you were going to do that. Like, they don't even
talk.
How
did you find They're out? Not even... Can I ask?
Oh, my God. So my roommate was at a concert freshman year, and she met these girls. And they were like, oh, my God, we're from, like, my town, whatever. And she was like, oh, my God, do you know Casey? And these girls were like, yeah. And Alexis was like, do you know boy's name? Because obviously I talked about him, like, everybody knew that, like, what was going on, whatever. And the girl's like, oh, yeah, him and insert best friend's name are hooking up. They hook up all the time. So my roommate was like, are you sure? And they didn't even know. Like, he hadn't even told anybody that me and him were together. Like, in the high
that
school.
Is some that's tea. How you found out.
Yeah, that's how I found out.
I had no
Shout
idea.
Shout out, Alexis. You owe me.
Investigative journalist.
That is, and the worst part was when she told me first, like, I was like, they are. Like, I just knew it. And then I asked around. I confirmed with people because I wasn't just going to. But I didn't, like, that was one of those moments in life where I just feel, I felt so mature. I was like, I am not even going to yell at them because all I'm going to do is yell. And they're going to not apologize. And even if they do, I don't care. I, like.
And, like, why would you want people
in your life
that
did that to you anyway? I don't want to waste my energy on it. Like, you're not even going to listen to me. I'm not going to waste my breath. Just shut it off. Goodbye. Whoa. Goodbye. And. But now they don't even, they're not even friends anymore. And so now I look at it and I'm like, I wish you just dated so that I could have been like, well, at least you're in love. Like, at least it was worth it to you guys.
I don't know if I could be that mature. I'd be like, F you, I hope he cheats on you.
Yeah.
Like, no, I just, I.
Good, good. You're not even friends anymore. You're all
I've
unhappy.
Been swearing a lot in this episode.
I just feel like.
No, I like it.
That's how I felt though.
I kept passionate.
The boy I dated before that. That didn't happen, but he, like,
thankfully.
She did too, but.
Oh, what?
It's fine.
We're all the good
but
men.
Casey is currently single. You can hit her up at Casey _.
Don't cheat on her.
But I also feel like, I almost, I mean, I'm friends with him now. Like, everything's fine, whatever, but I.
Still more forgiving than I'd be.
I've learned. I was mad for a year, an entire year. I was so mad. And it's so wasteful on your body. Like, it's so much negativity.
Is that where you got all your wrinkles?
And, yes.
2 hours later.
It is a happier life.
Disclaimer,
if you,
not actually.
Yeah, disclaimer.
We just think about it.
We're just passionate.
But there is a part, like, it's a better lifestyle if you just
let it go.
Be mad for a certain amount of time, but, like, I was mad for a year, and that was not a good year for me.
Also, I saw a thing the other day, and it was like, what is, like, meant to be yours will always be yours. So, like,
exactly.
Don't worry about it.
But I do, it. But
like,
my
when
point,
it's yours, like, yeah. You're like, that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the point, though, I feel like I wished the first boyfriend before the best friend and boyfriend thing, I'd almost wish that he had ended up back because it was his ex. I felt like, I was like, just get back together. Like, just make it worthwhile. And then they just, like, didn't talk after. And
I think it's, like, the fun part.
Oh, they were
not
exes.
The fun part, but,
yeah.
Like,
so I was, like, just get back together. Like, maybe you guys are lovers and you don't know and blah, blah, blah.
But also, like, tell you first.
Yeah, yes. Tell me first.
I just feel like sometimes it's literally, like, it's so messed up, but it's, like, the cheating is what makes, is, like, the attractive part. Like, mm-hmm. It's, like, that's messed up and, like, because, I mean, it's a messed up thing to do, but it's, like,
it's
they almost don't actually really care about dating. They just, like, the fact that it's on the down low and no one can find mm-hmm. out. And, like, it's, like, horrible, but it's, like, maybe some sick part of them is, like, this is, like, what makes it
rebellious.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You had a recent breakup, Marissa. Would you, like, even acquaintances, would you be still pissed if they, like, were dating him?
If it was a close friend, I'd be like, that's a little weird because, like, you know everything that happened. Like, that's
if it was a close
weird.
Friend, that would be a little bit
yeah,
weird.
If you, weird. Yeah. If you ranted like, to them about that. Him yeah. and then they're like, yeah, anyways, we're dating. Like, I'd
yeah,
be like, that's strange. Like,
that's a little
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
That depends who it is. Like, I feel like there comes a point where you just don't care.
Like, if you're from the same small town, too, sometimes I think it can be really hard
yeah,
not
just
for
like,
it to be acquaintances.
Awkward. Yeah.
Or, like, not have to be someone you know,
obviously. But, like, people that you were, like, I don't know, I feel
it's
like...
It's more, like, a weird thing. I'm like, how did that, like, how would that happen? You know, you're kind of just like, hmm.
I feel like...
make you, like, think, you're like, did you ever like each other before?
Yeah, like, that kind of thing. You're like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's also, like, if it was someone you were friendly with because you were on, like, the same club or sports team and then you didn't, you don't really talk anymore, like, it's so out of your life. Yeah. Like, both, you're not going to interact with both of them. Yeah. So, just, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of different, but if, like, if it's your close
friend, it's your not okay. Don't do that. Shit's about to go down. Like, that's...
Just like anyone
that's
else.
Like friends that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like that One Direction song where it's Steal My Girl. There's a couple billion in the whole wide world. Find another, because that's somebody else's.
Because she belongs to me.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
also, like, why would you want
someone else's?
Like, you break you're up like, for a reason, and your friends know that, and then they choose
so
to date.
And then they know that their friends, like, have been with them.
Or what if he cheated on you?
He's going to cheat. I was just going to say, he's going to cheat on you, too.
Yeah,
like,
my friend.
2 hours later.
Thank you so much.
We really went on tangents today.
Yeah, this was a good topic, though, because there's a lot to be said about that and, like, the blurred line.
So we'll definitely be posting on Twitter and Instagram about the pink ambassadors and how to become one and links. And shout out Marissa for coming. Shout out to all the girls who have followed Girl Code and continue to follow Girl Code. And you know what? Like, girls that haven't followed Girl Code, I hope you get better.
It comes back one day and then you realize.
No,
just kidding.
No. I hope you get better. I hope you find some
fine.
Human
well, doing that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Good energy. Positive energy.
All right. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.